Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. Here we go. I got a lot of stuff to talk about. Things are worse than you think. They just are. The time to do it is now. You can't keep putting it off. It's no good. Now, if I was you, I'd get on board. You need to get on board. The new semester is starting in January. There's a couple of options, you know, for you to pay on my site. But right now, I want you to make your mind up to stop procrastinating and get busy this year. January, of course, is a brand new year, 2023. Hope we see it. But something is going on with me, and I ain't sure what it is. I was out today handing out some change to the homeless, and it didn't feel right for some reason. You know, usually when I do that, I never really try to talk to them or anything. I just do it and I guess I feel good or something, but it didn't feel right. And I had passed out maybe $6 or $7 when it dawned on me, you know, this shit ain't helping me. You know, I said that to myself. So I got in my car, turned around, and went back home. But on the way, I start thinking, I don't know if I start thinking or if I just realized I was a selfish fucking bastard. And I really couldn't give a damn about them. John DeGnano, what's going on, man? I got to holler back at you. I am making a video right now. All right. I realized that I was a selfish motherfucker. And I really didn't care about any of them people. The truth is, I was pleasing myself. I was making me feel good, calling myself giving back to the community, giving back the best way I can. Realizing that, I made another U-turn and went back up to where they were, and I happily passed out the remaining ones I had. And what I'm saying is, it reminded me of the last post I made when I was on Facebook explaining the progression and the cost of Sidewalk University. Now, this coming semester, actually today is November the 1st. Today starts the early registration, which regularly early registration, if you would have did it in October or whatever, would have been 1,200. Normally it's 1,500. But this year I'm adding my birthday gift to you in there, which is going to bring the cost down to $800. I know this is a very generous idea I'm having. Spend your time waiting, or you can take advantage of the deal I'm extending. Because after my birthday, November 21st, is back to $1,500. Now, am I tripping? Or are things getting brighter? For the first time in I don't know when, maybe 6 years, I've been able to watch TV programs. I've been stuck on MSNBC or CNN or Fox News. Why? I don't really know why, but I do know when shit, regular news and shit, regular cycles, That's when you'll know we back on track. It's getting better, but the news networks ain't there yet. We're headed back to a norm that we can deal with. But what is that norm for you? I mean, can you deal with being unsure of what to say to somebody? Can you deal with not knowing if what you're saying is striking a note? I mean, a lot of people think they could deal with it. But in reality, you're not dealing with it. You're running from it. And the more you run from it, the quicker it comes. So you got to understand that just like Trump still got supporters who didn't die from that Kool-Aid that they drank, they need time to detox. You don't have time to detox. You have to take the bull by the motherfucking horns, and you got to handle it. If you don't, you'll continue to do what you're doing now, which is running from the fact that you don't know what to say. You don't know how to act. You don't know how to be the person you want to be. So, you know, people, some people, you know, still believe that, you know, Trump is a goddamn president. They believe that Brunhilde and Casper the Friendly Ghost helped the Democrats rob Trump. But I have a university made up of students from all nationalities. And let me explain why my mindset weathers all storms. The main reason is I've lived through both my square days and my fly days. Whenever I tried to involve myself in anything other than what the fuck I want, whatever it was I chose, I would see better options on the other side. Nothing ever matched being slick to me. Now, regardless of what I was doing, what does that mean in the long run? That means there is no right and there is no wrong. There's only what you believe. Now, you can be stupid and believe you could drive the wrong way on the streets, or you could walk in the middle of the street and don't think you might get hit. I mean, you could do all that. That is all up to you. Damn, where that motherfucker at? Hold on 1 second. Excuse me. I mean, you can believe whatever it is you want to believe. But what I'm saying is, why can't you see SW and I have a bond? Then we have something to prove. I want to prove I can bring to you all the things you missed growing up as a kid. All the things you miss that would help you have an identity. You're not force-fed information that you have to memorize. All my graduates thought they would be suckers forever. But they were wrong. They was a sucker until they spent that money. And then once they spent that money, they motherfucking broke that sucker. And that sucker is nowhere near them anymore. Because they know who they are. They're not trying to be me. They're trying to be themselves. Now, if you bought a Mustang when you was in high school, do you think you would still prefer Mustangs when you got older and you had a lot of different responsibilities that you hadn't dreamed you'd have? Now, you do need a vehicle, but since you bought a Mustang, is that all you can buy? I don't think so. I believe you can look past what you missed and focus on what you could gain with me. What I'm saying with the Mustang thing is just because you fucking didn't learn it when you was growing up, don't mean you don't have to, you can't learn it after you've grown up. What I'm saying, excuse me, you know, I know you guys say, Rosebud, is that's how it is now. No, no, it's not. That's what you think. That's what you want to think. You want to think that so you can feel you getting, you know, some of this abba-dabba, obviously. You got to wake up and limit how long you stay blind. You don't need to bow down to all the different movements and shit that arises these days, Me Too, whatever with the LGBT, whatever, all these people. They got everybody got something. The only movement you should accept is the one that's going to take you or make you accept the idea that you're the shit. And until you believe that, you'll never be shit. Because if you don't think you shit, why should I? Shit. If you got it, you can't hide it. If you need it, you'll never find it. Real abba-dabba is rare. You look for it, even though it's right in front of you. If you are around it, some of it will rub off on you. If it rubs off on you and you ain't ready, it could end your life. I have so much abba-dabba in my tools, they will always be valuable. Are you sure you're not ready for this? Because you may be ready and too afraid to see. The only way to get it is to be about it. To be about it, it got to be in you. Now, it's in me, because the heaviest thing I lift is what a motherfucker bitch earned. And the hardest thing I do is bust a goddamn U-turn. Because I'm real and ain't making no deals. I'm a real motherfucker. And it ain't no other like me. Now, what about you? See, I've said it before and I'll say it again. A motherfucker talking shit like me is gonna have haters. Period. I'm supposed to be humble and not brag about all this shit I be bragging about. I got your humble. You ain't doing shit if you don't have haters hating on your every motherfucking move. Some motherfucker on my page had a photo of me back in the day. I don't know why the motherfucker, somebody would do that, but whatever the reason, I guess they got whatever they got from it. But I hired this company who trolled the internet, and they found 15 15 motherfuckers who stolen my shit trying to bootleg it. See, the internet shit is too much, really. Whoever this motherfucker is, sending out friend requests, and he accidentally sent me one. It ain't me doing that shit. It's got a request. But you know, I got haters, and they won't stop hating on me. I think they think that they're harming me in some way. All I can say is my course, and SWU, is doing better than ever. I am not the absolute word on the abba-dabba, but I've heard all kinds of shit that motherfuckers be saying, now, especially these young fools talking about getting chose. Choosing fees are a thing of the past. And any of you talking about shoes and fees are just faking the funk. But if there was a shoes and fee, I never really heard of it being more than 5 or 6 racks. Unless you run into a bitch that got a serious stack. And, you think she got a stack you could play for. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But other than that, ain't no bitch going to be walking around with $5,000, $10,000 come out choosing. It's possible. But today's motherfuckers don't stand up to the standards that it takes to demand a choosing fee. Man, a brother like me, I don't go with fads. And I've noticed how many motherfuckers are going live on YouTube talking that goddamn shit about the game. I mean, I know they're making some money, so naturally, suckers thought I was going to do the same thing. Go live on YouTube so that I could get views and monetize my shit. Man, I don't play like that. I know they're making some money, and I know, I want to make some money. But I ain't doing just anything to make some money. I'm going to do what I want to do to make some money. I have always subscribed to the notion all money ain't good money. So I stay in my lane. There might be all kinds of money I leave on the motherfucking table with this social media shit. I am in no way going to try to become some kind of fucking YouTube sensation. If you notice, my group is started and my desires are being met. I'm going to lace these motherfuckers that come to Sidewalk University. Then Sidewalk University is going to be where you all will want to go. If you remember, I do have a master's degree in teaching and learning technology, then a bachelor's in sociology with an education concentration. Now, those degrees are degrees for someone who's interested in educating the masses. Those are not really show-off degrees. I wanted to teach. Again, I say, don't get mad. Well, don't be mad at me because I'm a sharp-ass old motherfucker, 300 times sharper than any one of you motherfuckers. I'm so goddamn sharp I told you all my plans, and most of you believed I was talking shit. I was. But what I try to get you motherfuckers to understand is I talk shit. I do not talk bullshit. You ain't got a fake to be a motherfucker who's talking shit. You ain't got to do none of that. I work my plan right in front of you, right in front of your eyes, and you don't even see it. Because I'm too real. I do not need YouTube views to roll. See, youngsters, I'm old, but I'm sharp as a tack. And the Abadabba got my motherfucking back. Shit. And those two components together, you have a genuine motherfucker sitting in front of you. Not some person who read what a motherfucker is, then poured water all over it so that I could participate. No. I'm wise because I know the secret. All I need now and all I will ever need is my black ass. You better start thinking like that. You better get your shit together like that. I ain't asking to borrow a dime. How you like me now? Let me tell you something about the streets. There is not one CEO of any major corporation who don't employ street tactics in their everyday moves. When you graduate to the next level, you got to become who and what that level accepts. You got to keep your identity, but you might have to go in a different direction than what you identify with. What the fuck do you do then? You can't reinvent yourself. if you mean. So I had to reinvent myself. Yeah, I reinvent. I got myself doing some shit that only a pimp motherfucker do. Sit back and put in work like he want to. Whenever it is, however it is, that's what pimp niggas do. So you kind of can see why I had to do this. Because I wasn't no pimp nigga no more. But I had been a pimp nigga so long, and pimp shit was just in me. So I wanted to get paid, and I don't want to be going to work. Yeah, some motherfucker telling me I can't go home. Is that a bitch? Any one of you motherfuckers that's serious about this shit, and you adapt what you doing with today's technology, I'm totally on your side. My gripe is with these motherfuckers who come on the scene and try to change the rules of the game. That's my gripe. When Magic Johnson came on the scene, he didn't try to change the rules of the game so he could shine. He used the rules. He knew every rule of the goddamn game, and he used them to his benefit. He did shit they never expected. But he was staying within the rules. And guess what? They started including this shit in the new rules because they made additional rules. I did a lot of shit in my career, but what I did that you never hear about that made me a motherfucking legend and got me enemies. I bought my bitches shit, and I did shit with them. They had apartments, furs, jewels, and all the luxuries, you know, you take for granted I enjoy. I shared the wealth. I took those bitches to the motherfucking new car lot when it was time, and I was buying them a new car off the showroom floor and insist that that fucking salesman allowed his hoe to drive the car off the showroom floor. Now, it ain't really no big deal to drive it off the floor, but is it? Have you done it? I know when I accidentally did it, it blowed my mind. When I first bought a 78 Fleetwood, and the one I wanted, they, I had to wait a day. I had got cleared and everything. I had to wait a day to get it. And then the dude said, no, the other one I have is the four-room model. And I said, let me see it. But it was the same color, same everything. So let the motherfucker, let me drive that motherfucker off. When he got ready to pull it out, open them doors, I said, let me drive it. Man, I got in that car and drove along. Let me tell you something. That was the shit. I did that shit, and I made sure them bitches felt like big bitches because they did it. The sooner you accept that I'm the shit because I did shit and do shit, the better off you're going to be. Face it. You can't compete with me. You can only join me and get this goddamn game I got. You don't have to fantasize about somebody slamming my motherfucking ass. Because if I step out of my arena, which I won't ever do, I'd more than likely get slammed. I'm Rose motherfucking Bud with two D's for a double dose of this fucking shit. What's your name? Jennifer Hudson? Can you sing? Hell yeah. No, listen. Just imagine this. I see this bitch. I'm Rosebud, baby, with two D's for a double dose of this shit. What's your name? And she said, Jennifer Hudson. And she said, can you sing? And I said, hell yeah, girl. I sang better than you. And she said, oh, really? And then I bust out in a verse, you got me going in circles. And she started laughing. Now, I got insulted and started arguing with her about how good my voice was. And she continued to laugh. You see, if I brag about something I know damn well I can't do, I'm asking to get laughed at. Now, how many times do you think shit like that happens with me, some fool want to fuck match with me because all they focusing on is that I'm old. They ain't focusing on this. The sensei is always old. Shit. How could he be a sensei if he wasn't old? And can you whoop that motherfucking sensei's ass? Can you take this pebble from my hand? I was referred to as Miyagi. Mr. Miyagi. A dude is Karate Kid. I know you won't do it. But does that mean the next jealous fool won't try my motherfucking... They used to call me Miyagi. Yeah. That's why I stay ready and go hard at all times. From Jump Street, I'm going hard. Let's get something straight. School is in and don't be late. I'm an old motherfucker and I know it. I got hella game and I show it. Young bucks wanna fuck with me until they see. There's no way in hell you can fade Double B. I was blessed to be in the game and come out sane with all my facilities which translate to damn near capabilities. People think I'm a crazy fool. People think all kinds of shit because they don't know. Rosebud got all the tools, all this facility. I learned the game from real motherfuckers who earned their name. I've been a motherfucker since the age of 22, and all of you motherfuckers should know I have no problem making an example out of you. Ha! That's me. Fuck with this old nigga if you want to. If I was you, I'd go back to playing the damn video games. That's the only game you motherfuckers good at, so why don't you stick to that? You know, let me just say, my mother, you know, you can't live off your memories. I don't try to. I'm living off current shit I do. No, they say, yeah, you're a has-been. You're nothing but a has-been. I look at them and shake my head. Let me explain something to you, sir, and I beg to differ. I'm not a has-been. I'm a have-been. Check this out. I have been living my life the way I want to. I have been doing that since any of you motherfuckers heard of me. I have been the same motherfucker since I started fucking with social media. I have been dealing with soft motherfuckers on Facebook who get their feelings hurt by the truth for at least 8 or 9 years. And I have been a beacon of light for countless brothers who was lost and found themselves through my course. I have been on the grind for 45 years plus of my life. And I have been my own boss the majority of that time. The only thing that has been about me is my life, and it has been beautiful. Some of you guys crack me up trying to say shit to me. My skin is thick. I will ask again, why fuck with me if what we talk about ain't shit? Because that's what you say. You know, nigga, that shit you be talking about ain't shit. So why waste your precious time and listen to the shit I'm talking? Why would you waste your time telling me something I already know? I would have to be silly to not to know that I'm an old motherfucker. My birthday finna come up finna be 70. But I'm an old motherfucker doing what the fuck he want to do, whenever he want to, wherever he want to, however he want to, and I don't do none of it, unless I want to. Don't be mad at me, because I don't live off YouTube views. I live on real live abadabba that I acquired in the streets of this country while I was motherfucking pimping hoes. Don't you know only a real motherfucker will have the number of haters I have? Haters are my Cheerios and spinach. Think of yourself. Think of yourself in 20 years. What do you see? Who do you see? I didn't see me sitting at this desk talking shit over the internet, but I seen me just like this doing what the fuck I want to do because I wasn't getting up this game. You crazy motherfuckers think this shit is a game, but it's not a game. This shit is the game, not a game. You PlayStation playing motherfuckers. Don't slip and find yourself out here 20 years from now talking that weak shit you talking now. You just don't want to do it. What you want to do is fuck with me. You want to fuck with Sidewalk University so you can get something going. And once you get it going, you'll keep it going. And keeping that going will keep you from losing touch. Just doing something with your goddamn life. I wish all of you the best, but we all know many are called, but very few are chosen. Now, you guys can make sure, or at least I would like you to make sure when you order, you say what you want. Because some of you guys ordered, and I got to wait 2 or 3 days for you to hit me, talking about you didn't get your shit. Dude, you didn't get it because you didn't tell me what you wanted. I mean, I take money. I can't guess what you want, even though I seem to be a real live genius. I ain't no damn genius. I just act like I'm a genius. It's just that you ain't used to using. God damn. Fuck it. You're not used to using information you get. You get information, but you just have it. You're not used to benefiting from it. And it seems as if I'm amazing because the shit I'm telling you can benefit from. The truth is, what's amazing is I'm not bullshitting with you. I'm not bullshitting with what I study. I am the real deal. And however you try to get away from that fact, you'll continue to run into people who claim to have a magic pill. But you're going to find the magic pill that's in your fucking mind. My confidence course is what it's about. Now, I hope you understand that. And I would love for... What? No one's calling. Let me see how many people on StreamYard. I bet y'all all on StreamYard. Man, what's the use of talking to each other through this shit? Man, that's my lawyer. I gotta take this call. I gotta go.